Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said no human being is rich enough to buy back his past. Once again, we want you to know we appreciate your listening to our Bible program. We hope that as we come your way, we have something profitable, something that will be helpful to you in your study of the Word of God. Let's get back to our study now. We've been talking about the warnings that the Bible gives, and the Bible indeed is a book of warnings. It's not uncommon to read either Christ or some other writer of the Bible saying, take heed, or beware, be careful. Those are warnings that are given in the Word of God because God wants to help us to do the right thing. So if there's a warning given and we listen, you see, we can avoid problems. But if a warning is given and we pay no attention to it, we're just asking for trouble, aren't we? Well, that's the reason that we're talking about these warnings. There are warnings in the Bible about transgression. We noted that in regard to Genesis 3, when man transgressed the law of God and did what God told him not to do. God said, don't eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. In the day that you eat thereof, you'll surely die. But man didn't listen to the warning, and so he transgressed God's law. Well, every transgression receives a just recompense of reward, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, and so the warning about transgressing God's word. We also have warning about looking back once we become children of God. You know, a person who has been guilty of doing the wrong thing and then finally comes to the point that they recognize their sins can be taken away and God will forgive them should be so thankful that they have that opportunity of forgiveness that they would not want to turn back and look again at those things that were contrary to God's will. Certainly, looking back is a dangerous course of action. We're warned in Luke 9 and verse 62, whoso putteth his hand to the plow and looketh backward is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. What is in the world is not for our good, our benefit, it's to destroy us. Listen to this warning in 1 John 2, beginning with verse 15, and we read through verse 17. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. All that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Can you see the reason we're given the warning? All that's in the world is that which is designed to corrupt us and take us in the wrong direction. Now, certainly we live in the world. No question about that. The Lord taught his disciples they were in the world, but they were not to live like the world did. There were things that people in the world might do that the child of God was forbidden to do. Why? Not because God wanted to set up some rules that he was going to demand people listen to. Well, here's the reason God set up rules. God set up the rules to help us do the right thing and that which would be helpful and beneficial to us. You know, God doesn't take away things from us just because he decided, I'll take that, they like that pretty well. No, he takes things away that will corrupt us, things that will destroy us and bring about all kinds of problems. Well, if God then takes away something, he always replaces it with something better. That's the reason that when we read the Galatian letter, chapter 5, and we start with verse 19, we have a list of things that we must not do. Put these things away. But it's followed by things that we can do. Love, joy, peace, and so forth. There are qualities that we need to be adding to our lives. Friends, God very clearly wants us to turn away from those things having to do with the world. Isn't it sad that I may be talking just now to some people who at one time served God but turned their back on Him? What a terrible thing that is. Indeed, it's sad that a person would become a Christian and then feel no need for continuing to live the Christian life. Well, Peter tells us that when our conduct is that way, that we also are engaging in things that would corrupt us and would cause us to be in worse condition than we were had we never known the way of truth. Friends, if you've quit the Lord, you at one time were faithful in serving God, but you've quit Him, let me ask you to reevaluate what you've done. Take time to think about it. If you want to talk to somebody about it, let it be known. We'll do what we can in talking to you about it so that we might be right with our Father in heaven. Is the warning there? No question about it. We're warned in regard to the need for obedience. The Bible teaches very plainly that our life ought to be an obedient life. If I were to call to mind 1 Samuel chapter 15, I would find King Saul accounting to Samuel for his disobedience. Do you remember he had taken some of the cattle and some of the people of the Amalekites that he was supposed to be destroying? Instead of doing that, he decided that he would not be obedient to God's will. Samuel said to him this, "Behold, to obey is better than to sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." Do you find the warning in regard to obedience? As you look through your Bible and you learn what God wants you to do, the question that comes to mind is, are you going to do it? In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12 and verse 13-14, the record says, "Now let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or bad." Friends, we're going to account to God for our life. The way we've lived will stand open before God, and we will receive according to what we have done. The warnings are there. Let's take heed to the warnings so that we do not find ourselves on the wrong side when the day of judgment comes. We appreciate studying with you and remind you it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.